Dear listeners, now we have the English language service of Voice of Korea from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Now here's Mixed Cars, Song of General Kim Il-sung. Now here's Mail Cars, Song of General Kim Jong-il.
Thank you.
You are listening to VOK, Voice of Korea News Now.
The sixth session of the 14th Supreme People's Assembly of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea was held at the Mansudae Assembly Hall between February the 6th and the 7th. Present there were deputies to the Supreme People's Assembly. Also on hand as observers were officials of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, the Standing Committee of the Supreme People's Assembly, the Cabinet, Armed Forces organs, ministries and national agencies, chairpersons of the City and County People's Committees, and officials of the provincial-level institutions. The rostrum was taken by Choi Ryong-hae, member of the Presidium of the Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea and first Vice President of the State Affairs Commission and Chairman of the Standing Committee of the Supreme People's Assembly of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and Kim Do-kun, member of the Presidium of the Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea and Vice President of the State Affairs Commission and Premier of the Cabinet of the DPRK. It was also taken by senior officials of the party and the government, leading officials of the armed forces organs, vice chairpersons and the secretary general, and members of the standing committee of the Supreme People's Assembly, and the vice chairman of the Supreme People's Assembly. Choi Ryong-hae, chairman of the standing committee of the Supreme People's Assembly, made an opening address. The session decided on its agenda items. First, on the work of the Cabinet of the DPRK in Joche 110 or 2021 and its tasks for Joche 111 or 2022. Second, on the results of the implementation of the state budget of the DPRK for Joche 110 or 2021 and its state budget for Joche 111 or 2022. Third, on adopting the DPRK law on child care. Fourth, on adopting the DPRK law on protecting the rights and interests of the overseas compatriots. A report on the first agenda item was made by Deputy Kim Do-kun, Premier of the Cabinet, and a report on the second agenda item by Deputy Go Jong-bum, Minister of Finance. Then there were speeches. The speakers expressed full support and approval to the reports on the work of the Cabinet and on the state budget presented for deliberation, saying they correctly summed up the first-year work of implementing the five-year plan for national economic development and clearly presented the tasks of the Cabinet for this year and properly compiled the state budget to successfully carry out the important tasks set forth by the first plenary meeting of the 8th Party Central Committee. They strictly analyzed and summed up the successes, experiences, shortcomings and lessons in last year's struggle and presented realistic and methodological issues to develop the work of their sectors and units in conformity with the political requirements. The session adopted the decision of the Supreme People's Assembly of the DPRK on approving the report on the work of the Cabinet of the DPRK and the results of the implementation of the state budget for Joche 110 or 2021, and the decree of the Supreme People's Assembly of the DPRK on the state budget of the DPRK for Joche 111 or 2022. Deputy Kang Yun-seul, Vice Chairman of the Standing Committee of the Supreme People's Assembly, made reports on the third and fourth agenda items. He explained the draft laws concerned chapter by chapter, saying the law on child care and the law on protecting the rights and interests of the overseas compatriots legalized the plan and intention of the Workers' Party of Korea on bringing up the children, the future of the country healthily, and protecting and ensuring the democratic national rights and interests of the overseas compatriots. The Standing Committee of the Supreme People's Assembly, according to Article 95 of the Socialist Constitution, brought up for discussion in the Supreme People's Assembly the drafts of the DPRK law on child care and the DPRK law on protecting the rights and interests of the overseas compatriots. The deputies to the Supreme People's Assembly held a workshop and consultative meeting on the draft laws brought up for deliberation. The Supreme People's Assembly recognized that the opinions raised at the workshop and consultative meeting are of decisive significance in firmly guaranteeing the implementation of the party policies by law and decided to represent them in the relevant provisions of the draft laws. There were speeches on the third and fourth agenda items. The speakers stressed that the new laws will legally consolidate the issues arising in thoroughly applying the child care policy of the Workers' Party of Korea and its Joche-oriented Please appreciate the song, Our Comrade Kim Jong-un. He's the general defending the people. He's the sun lighting the whole world. He gives dignity of great power and shapes a rosy future. Our happiness, Kim Jong-un. Our glory, Kim Jong-un. People will live under his care forever. Our comrade, Kim Jong-un.
Thank you.
enjoy female cars are faith.
Yes.
Now here is male quintet and male chorus. Let's keep the revolutionary face to the death.
Thank you.
dear listeners, we conclude the English language service of Voice of Korea between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, between 21 and 22 hours UTC, and between 13 and 14 hours UTC on 7,570 kHz and 12,015 kHz. For North America, between 15 and 16 hours UTC and between 13 and 14 hours UTC on 9,000.